Hare Krishna. Ashwalat is asking how a devotee can compensate for absence of their spiritual master when their spiritual master is physically present. He hasn't departed, but still they don't have the opportunity to associate with them. Specifically, I'm in New Rajadam, she's in Budapest, and for the time being, the twain shall not meet. The answer is the same, whether he's physically present on the planet or physically absent, and that is based on Krishna consciousness, based on Vani. We may or may not have opportunity to associate with the Vapu, but Vani is there. So, practically speaking, I'm doing looking around for rather than with a peacock feather, but I'm doing weekly lectures. I'm doing daily podcasts, and over and above everything, I'm writing books, and that's my main business. All with the idea of whatever I've assimilated and accumulated over the years, that I can give that to disciples, other devotees who want it, and that's my focus. That's what I've been doing. And the physical proximity doesn't necessarily assure. It gives a certain sense of, I guess, intimacy, but it doesn't really assure spiritual proximity. So one can be very physically close and yet still be very far. On the other hand, one can be very far, but still be very close. Servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who Zamaya left Chaitanya Mahaprabhu behind. So he was, they were very, he was very close physically, but was he really associating? On the other hand, Srila Prabhupada said, there is the time when I don't feel like I'm with my spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada was very far from Bhaktisanta Saraswati Thakur in terms of distance, but still, I'm always with my spiritual master. So, where is Rupa Goswami? Where is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Where is Krishna? How do we associate with them? Krishna consciousness. I know we're talking about advancing in spiritual life, but what do we mean? How do you see Krishna? How do you be with Krishna? Well, when you purify your consciousness, premanjana charita, then you can see Krishna. So Krishna is everywhere, Krishna is here, but at the same time, we see that Krishna is far away due to our consciousness being far away from him. But when our consciousness is purified and is fixed on him, then we are in Krishna consciousness. And we see Krishna. So it's Krishna consciousness. It's sort of understood. A spiritual master is no different in that sense. So the more that we're Krishna conscious, the more that we can act, we'll actually be associating and be in the proximity of the spiritual master, physical proximity or not. And that was Srila Prabhupada's emphasis, learning how to do that, accepting to do that. And I had the good fortune to have a little association with Srila Prabhupada. Some devotees had a lot of association with Srila Prabhupada. Some devotees didn't have any association. Some devotees never met Srila Prabhupada. And yet, they're maybe still there, currently dedicated, fully dedicated, following Prabhupada's instructions and serving his mission. That's Krishna consciousness. That's real association. And that was what Srila Prabhupada wanted. And of course, Prabhupada's there in his lectures. He's there in his books, especially. And he wanted us to be Krishna conscious through that media and learn that that is how we can really be with him, with each other, with our gurus, ultimately with Krishna. Well, that's our desire. So we should never think that there's any loss. So, when Krishna says that there's no loss or diminution, he's meaning, well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter as long as you practice, whether it's physical presence or not, the result will always be there. And that needs to be our conviction and dedication. I don't argue the opportunity and the blessing of physical association, but it's limited. It's just limited as to even how many people can associate with a person. These are the limitations of the material world, but the Vani, that's more in a transcendental realm. There, the restrictions don't apply. And Vani means teachings. Vani means specific instructions and desires. And when we dedicate ourselves to those, then, we can really move forward. That's it. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.